Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
If he called Vinny on that Sunday instead of the city clerk, as he should have?
Would you say, yeah, man, grab that dolly, do that.
Mr. Mayor, what you want to do is move that on in.
How would you have advised the mayor differently? Or would you have advised the mayor differently?
No, I think that this is perhaps another case of an individual who is at least arguably right on principle, but wrong on action.
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's Eric Bilstad and Vince Petrano.
Great to have you with us on this Thursday morning, quarter after 8 on Wisconsin's Morning News. The sign read, "Dude, where's our ballot box?" A story in Wausau, Wisconsin, making national news about election integrity. I made several of these points before. I make them again here to set the stage. The bedrock upon which our democratic republic is built. So not the foundation. What the foundation sits on is the idea of self-governance. That American leaders are not born nor rise to and keep power through oppressive means, but that they are chosen via free and fair election. Everything else we do in this country is based on that ideal. Secondarily, that equally important to having free and fair elections is that we all believe we have free and fair elections. Demonstrators or suggestions to the contrary can be devastating if they take hold, as we so plainly have seen play out in the wake of the 2020 election, which is why this otherwise small issue in Wausau, Wisconsin, is today making national news. CNN, New York Times, among the outlets reporting on Mayor Dropbox, as I'm calling him there in Wausau, over an election integrity issue that drew protests and at least one call for a potential criminal investigation.
It's not within his purview or his in his job description to be that involved with the voting.
That's a woman there in Wausau speaking with WAOW Channel 9 News among a small group of protesters outside City Hall there this week. One of them carrying a sign that read, as I said, "Dude, where's our ballot box?" What had happened was, City Clerk's office in Wausau placed an absentee ballot box outside of City Hall for this election cycle, for the upcoming general, which, according to a recent state Supreme Court ruling and guidance from the Wisconsin Elections Commission, is allowed. The mayor, at work at City Hall, he said on a Sunday, noticed that the box was not bolted to the ground.
You would think bolting it to the ground would be an appropriate thing before we send ballots out that says it's ready to go. But for all I know, and all anyone knows, that could have been in the river. It was not bolted down.
So that's the mayor there. His name is Doug Dinney. Now, I think whether you're for drop boxes or against them in principle, and the point of this conversation is not to relitigate that conversation, but just can we agree they ought to be secure, right? And not easily tampered with. So the mayor there, Doug Dinney, said, look, this thing wasn't bolted down. It wasn't secure. So here's what he did about that. He went and got a hand truck or a dolly. Would you call it a dolly?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's one of these things, a couple of wheels, and you move heavy stuff with it. Like if you got to move a refrigerator.
Yep. Just put it underneath there, lift it over.
Yeah, right. You prop it up, put your foot underneath, get that leverage going. So he goes out there with that, and he moves the drop box from its location into his office in City Hall, where apparently it remains. We know he did this because he took pictures of it. There he is wearing a hard hat and gloves. Don't know why you needed that. And he was out there and he moved the thing.
I went in and got a cart and I wheeled it up to my office. So I put it in a safe place and there it sits.
There it sits.
Hmm.
New York Times among those reporting, the city clerk, from whom we have not heard. A lot of outlets trying to get in touch with the city clerk. She has not responded to requests from multiple outlets for interviews. But the Times is reporting that she reported the removal of the box to the Marathon County District Attorney's Office, as well as the Wisconsin Elections Commission. So there could be a further investigation of this act.
So if you were advising the mayor and the mayor says this thing is not bolted down, This is not secured.
If he called Vinny on that Sunday instead of the city clerk, as he should have?
Would you say, yeah, man, grab that dolly, do that?
Mr. Mayor, what you want to do is move that on in.
How would you have advised the mayor differently? Or would you have advised the mayor differently?
No, I think that this is perhaps another case of an individual who is at least arguably right on principle, but wrong on action. Right. The idea that, and I think his point is well taken, do you want to have a box that could end up in the flatbed truck of somebody who has nefarious intentions? No, I don't know exactly what rules are. I believe the rules simply state that they need to be secure. Does it define exactly what secure means? I suppose that's open to interpretation. Is it likely that things are getting lifted off the street everywhere? No. But do you want to make sure, to my earlier point, that everyone believes that these are entirely secure? You'd think bolting it to the ground so it can't be easily removed would be among those steps. That said, I don't think you can go there and do it yourself and then move it, because then you open yourself to the accusation of being the tamperer,
right,
instead of preventing the tampering.
Well, it turns into a mockery more than anything, too. So how would you have advised?
Yeah, like, get the clerk on the line. I don't care if it's Sunday, light her up and be like, what are we doing here? This thing's not secured to the ground.
And what are our
steps that we're doing?
If you wanted to make it a larger media thing, maybe
if I wanted to make some hay on it, as he clearly does.
Right.
Right.
And say, like, hey, look, I'm standing right next to this thing. We're trying to figure out election integrity. We want to make sure that it's fair and safe, and this can be moved. Look, and he
Sunday afternoon there in Wausau, be big news,
yeah,
right? Be your Sunday 10 o'clock lead.
All the local
call the news
stations,
conference today. Yep. AOW, look, SAW, call Rhinelander. What are they?
Right.
Channel 10 up there.
And
get the papers. Wausau Daily Herald.
DPW crew has to sit and watch it, monitor it until it's bolted down.
I'm putting somebody out here until it's bolted down.
Would that
have been a far better outcome, and would equally have made his point. Instead, now he's being accused of actually having committed the act which he's trying to prevent. If I can mirror that situation, we had the thing with Kimberly Zapata here, who was the number two in Wisconsin elections, or the Milwaukee elections office,
yep,
right? She was convicted of misconduct in office and fraud. She exposed an actual loophole, but she did it by herself breaking the law. And ultimately, the court ruled, like, you can't do that regardless of your intentions. And so it could be, if, you know, if this investigation is seen all the way through, could find himself in pretty big trouble. Or it goes away or whatever, and his point, you know, I don't know, stirs things up there in Wausau.
Right.
It sounds like he and the clerk aren't pals. He had said in that other interview with WAOW that they had not actually talked.
Of course not.
Which should have been step one. What's our plan for this?
Well, it's a national story now.
Yeah.
But again, you know what it does, though, too, is that this further indicates to me that no matter what happens, there will be lawsuits. There will be lawsuits, some maybe even filed before Election Day. But to assume that this will be counted and done on Wednesday following Election Day without any lawsuits filed, I think is foolish.
8:22 on Wisconsin's Morning News.
I went in and got a cart, and I wheeled it up to my office. So I put it in a safe place, and there it sits.
Catastrophic, among the words being used to describe Hurricane Helene.
I'll tell you the one that raised my eyebrows this morning. Potentially unsurvivable.
Yeah. They're really worried about storm surges there. Helene expected to hit the coast of Florida later today.
Helene is expected to make landfall on the eastern part of the Florida panhandle tonight, with winds up to 130 miles per hour and up to 2 feet of rain in some areas. Storm surge could reach 20 feet, equivalent to a two-story building. The National Weather Service calling it catastrophic and or potentially unsurvivable.
Yeah, that's the one.
No, thank you. So right now in Crawfordville, Florida, and other places, you heard the hammers there. They're boarding up the windows. They're preparing. The governor down there, DeSantis, telling people, don't wait another 6 hours before you start the evacuation process. Please leave now if this thing's a Cat 3 or a Cat 4 when it comes to shore. That can do major damage. Thought this was interesting. The guy who lives in Crawfordville, he was basically asked, okay, so what are you doing right now as you board up your house and plan to evacuate? How do you decide what you're taking with you?
I am more or less focused on really deciding on what is important for the rest, you know, to have for the rest of my life. I mean, really, that's That's what I'm focused on.
Yeah, that really puts it in perspective, right?
All right, go to your house right now, and what can you put in the car that you need to keep for the rest of your life versus what can you gamble on, assuming might be washed away?
Right, because you got the minivan or the truck or what, you know, whatever you can fit in there, and that's what's going with you. What are those choices you're making? You know, I always think these times, particularly when we talk about Florida, is a lot of folks here with property or at least places that they frequently go or visit in Florida. You have the snowbirds who live almost half the year there. And, you know, what do you do? Because if you're the classic snowbird, you're still here in Wisconsin, right?
Yeah.
Don't go down there until, you know, I know a lot of folks who go down after Thanksgiving or just before that, come back for Thanksgiving or they come back for the holidays or whatnot, but spend their winters in Florida. But if you're probably still here. So then are you trying to book a flight to get back down to your property right now, make sure it's all secured, and then
fly out?
Most
people have like neighbors or friends or something like that that are down there, and that'll kind of keep them up to date with what's going on. At least that's everybody that I've talked to has that going on. They've got kind of information.
Neighbor's got his own stuff to pack up.
What was that? Was that Ian a couple of years ago? The Fort Myers area. I have friends and family that still have not gotten into their units.
Yeah, that's, I mean,
no kidding.
Wait,
years ago.
The place that I stay in the Keys for our spring breaks, he's just finishing getting the house fixed after Irma. That's like 8 years ago.
Crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
You had the guy in the Keys this morning talking about how, man, we just went through this. They had a big old storm. Right. It wasn't devastating, but it was still a big storm. Second time in a few weeks that he's, you know, boarding up the house.
And in the Bahamas.
They're standing on ground that is quickly disappearing.
Standing on ground that is quickly disappearing. That's the prime minister there. There is a local connection.
Yeah, no, sometimes we'll get rain, remnants of these storms. It doesn't look like it's tracking that way for Wisconsin right now, but we may see the effects of this storm as it applies to your Milwaukee Brewers.
So the Brewers are scheduled. We would anticipate they will be in the first round of the playoffs starting Tuesday night. So Tuesday, Wednesday, maybe Thursday if necessary at American Family Field. Don't know who they're going to play yet, and we may not know until late Monday night. Two of the teams vying for the three remaining wild card spots are the Mets and the Braves. They're supposed to be playing right now. Yesterday's game, postponed. Today's game has already been postponed. So the Mets and Braves are going to play a doubleheader after the Mets play three here in Milwaukee. They're going to play a doubleheader on Monday. And that could determine who and how and which teams make it and where they play on Tuesday.
The craziest scenario that could develop if Major League Baseball decides to continue to go down this road would be the Mets come here for a Friday, Saturday, Sunday series. They then go to Atlanta, play a doubleheader on Monday, and then become the team that has to come back to Milwaukee to face the Brewers in that first round game the next day.
Or go out west. We asked Matt Arnold about it.
Yeah, I've heard some doomsday scenarios for those guys where they'd have to come play us and then maybe a doubleheader there and then, you know, potentially even hop out to San Diego, at which point that would be, I think it was something like three different time zones in 54 hours. I mean, there's all kinds of crazy scenarios right now. You know, so we're going to be prepared for our opponent, whoever it is.
Yeah, we will be. All nice.
We'll be all nice, tucked in our own beds, everything fine. Roof on our house if we need it.
Just did a nice workout on Monday.
And just a light workout, guys. Guys are feeling loose, seeing what happens. Kind of keeping an eye on the game over there.
Hey, Peralta, meanwhile, you good to go? Yep, I'm good.
I'm good. Meanwhile, these guys are trekking all over the nation. Mm. So we'll see. Major League Baseball, depending on how you were saying, depending on whether or not these games actually matter.
There was a report that indicated that if seeding is all that is being determined at that point, meaning we already know which teams have made the playoffs, that maybe they would use a different indicator to determine how the seeds play out instead of making them play a doubleheader.
See, I don't like that. Then make them play. If you don't like that, put a roof on your building like we did.
You know what, though? The Braves could have also moved the games. The other reports there is that the Braves said, nope, we want it at this time at our place. I mean, they could have moved them up. They could have played at Miller Park. That's happened before.
There's a distinct advantage.
At Shield, I mean, but you know what I'm saying.
For us and for the investment that we made in our community in that facility, and I want the advantage of having that. Don't mess around with that. If they got to play on Monday, make them play. 8:32 on Wisconsin's Morning News. 20 minutes before 8 o'clock on Wisconsin's Morning News. Reminder, we've got virtual baseball coming up. Don't call yet. I'll tell you when to call. Get somebody on the line
phone
to play virtual baseball.
Not
the
open.
Phone lines are closed right now, E. I'm fascinated by how this now broadening gap between former President Donald Trump and President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, ultimately plays out. We had reported this week that Trump was scheduled to meet with Zelensky at some point while he is here for meetings at the United Nations. That meeting appears to be off, and it may have something to do with this.
I think Zelensky's the greatest salesman in history. Every time he comes into the country, he walks away with $60 billion. Billion!
Former President Donald Trump on the campaign trail this week. Now, he's always been critical of the continuing 2.5 years long now war, Ukraine and Russia. Russia invaded Ukraine, Ukraine pushing back, not willing to make a deal, as the former president wants to do, to end that. Saying, no, we're pushing into Russia. In fact, Ukraine has made inroads into Russia. This week, Russian President Vladimir Putin seeming to suggest at the United Nations or through the United Nations and his delegation there that, again, he's more saber-rattling about his possible use of nuclear weapons, saying an attack even using conventional weapons on his country by nuclear-armed nations would be, you know, kind of a green light for them right. to go ahead and use some nukes. So, like, things are ramping up. Nothing is de-escalating. And the former president thinks the way to do that is to get these guys together and make some sort of deal.
He wants them to win this election so badly, but I would do differently. I will work out peace before as president-elect. If I win this election, the first thing I'm going to do is call up Zelensky and call up President Putin, and I'm going to say, you got to make a deal. This is crazy.
Eric, you keep raising the point, like, okay, well, what is the plan then?
Yeah, what do you do besides just say you're making a deal?
So what's your plan?
Honestly, right. Like, seriously, what would the plan be? You can't just say, yeah, I'm going to make them talk to each other. What's the actual plan?
And former President Trump may well be the president-elect and ultimately the president again. So Zelensky has to also decide what's he going to do when he gets that call of, hey, I want to broker this meeting. Right now, Zelensky's saying there is no room for a meeting. There is no compromise that we're going to make.
Putin has broken so many international norms and rules that he won't stop on his own. Russia can only be forced into peace. And that is exactly what's needed, forcing Russia into peace as the sole aggressor in this war.
Zelensky is expected to meet today separately with both President Biden and then also Vice President Kamala Harris.
And what's her plan? You know, that's down the table as well. What is she going to do differently?
At 8:43, we got virtual baseball up next. We need a player. 855-616-1620. 855-616-1620. Caller number 7 plays virtual baseball next.
I just saw Bernie Brewer up there in his chalet.
Boy.
He doesn't slide down unless a Brewer hits a home run.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And if, you know, somebody else hits it, he jumps.
Somehow survives. But much the worse for wear.
Well, those people that sit right under him, they take a pretty good rip.
This is your chance to be a professional baseball player.
People still don't recognize us.
For 5 minutes. Virtually, of course.
We're contenders now.
Welcome to Virtual Baseball on Wisconsin's Morning News.
Play ball!
Virtual Baseball is sponsored by Siding Unlimited. It's siding and a whole lot more. Honest pricing guaranteed. Visit SidingUnlimited.com. On the line with us is our player today, Sharon in Lomira. Morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
Congrats on getting through. Eric's going to explain the rules of this here game, and we'll get at it.
All right, Sharon. Do you know the rules?
I do.
Perfect.
All right, great.
Basically, we have highlights 1 through 20. You pick 3. Vince picks 3. And whoever scores more runs in those highlights is our winner. Would you like to be the home team or the visiting team today?
I'm going to go visiting.
Wow, okay, so you're going to go first.
Sharon wants to get on the board
yeah.
right away.
All right.
Get out to a big lead.
Okay, let's right. see what happens.
Right.
What is your first number?
I am going to go 7.
Number 7 today is Jake Bowers.
2-2. The pitch. Chopper on the infield. Bowers is going to beat it out, and the Brewers have the lead. Right place, right time, right spot.
There you go.
It's a 1-1 RBI, yep, right? Yep. Okay, one run for Sharon.
That was the Sunday game when they came back. Okay, Sharon, what's next?
16.
Number 16 is Reese Hoskins.
3-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit right center. Perkins is in. Mitchell's in. We are tied.
Another one
same
for Sunday.
Game.
Nice.
All right.
Oh, that's good, Sharon. All right, you're
so
up 3-0.
3-0. Okay, what's next?
I will go 2.
Willie Adames.
And here it is. Willie to left and deep. Way back. Warning track at the wall. Leaping. Gone. Another 3-run home run for Willie
Adames.
There you
go. All right.
That's all the dude does is hit 3-run home runs. Perfect. Sharon's up 6-0.
All right, that's a good start.
You feel comfortable there, Sharon?
I do.
All right, I'm going to do my best to get 3 straight outs here. Let me see.
Impossible today, by the way.
Oh, it is. All right.
But we'll see what happens.
I will take cut number 8.
William Contreras.
Here comes Kelly. Hit in the air to right center and deep. Get up! Get out of here and gone! For William Contreras.
All right.
And they are back in it on a 2-run
home. All right.
Two run.
Right.
Thanks, you.
Wondering how many. It wasn't 4. He wasn't excited enough for it to be a 4.
Yeah, right. All right, let's go number 10.
Joey Ortiz.
3-2 pitch. And a ground ball back up the middle and under the glove of York and into center field. Hoskins is in. Frelick is jogging around third. He will score.
Okay.
It is a 2-run single for Joey Ortiz.
All right.
I didn't mean to do that, but
so
I'm still down
now?
6-4.
Okay.
Okay, down to my last out.
We haven't
my last batter.
There are some grand slams in here. I'm just saying. They had a lot of them this year, Sharon. I'm just saying. There are a couple in
here.
I super want you to win. All right, number 12.
Jake Bowers.
Base is loaded, nobody out for Bowers.
Uh-oh.
Who has homered already in this game. First pitch to him is a swing and a foul. Actually, no, he swings and misses. It gets past Langoliers all the way back to the backstop, and Churio trots home, and the Brewers have an 8-4 lead.
All right, so just scratched one across.
But one across.
Yeah.
Sharon wins.
We got our winner, Sharon.
All right.
Nicely done. Congratulations. You just won yourself a Brewers Prize Pack. Stay on hold, please.
What's going on in Little Myra today,
Thank
Sharon?
You. Not too much. Kind of quiet.
All right, well, this is the biggest thing to happen in Little Myra today. Tell your friends.
Will do.
Awesome. Yeah, hang on the line. Pancake will get your information. Sharon from Little Myra, our big winner today.
What's with you and bagging on Little Myra?
I'm not bagging on you. Just, you know, when you're on your way up to the Fox Valley or Green Bay, it's right there. Right. Little Myra, you buy some fireworks.
I don't win. It's a shame.
Big celebration. I saw you getting all kinds of champagne spray all over you and right in the midst of it.
You know what? It's where I had to be.
Yeah.
You know, if I don't go down there, they'll come up here.
Do they?
Yeah.
The ball players come up
and
bother you because you're working.
They're not bothering me, but they're dumping, you know, everything that we have to celebrate.
Oh, so they'll
in the booth.
So they'll spray you up here in the...
It's
better to be down there in the club.
That's what I'm saying.
That's where you belong. That's your natural habitat.
It is. Well, I was during the games when I played.
Belong.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
WTMJ forecast sponsored by Dave Drake Camp Heating, where your comfort is their family's tradition. Nice day today, high of 78 degrees under sunny skies. A little bit cooler if you're along the lake. And then we're in that part now where overnight it's a little bit warmer if you're by Lake Michigan. Inland low will be down to 53, 60 at the lake. Right now it's 62. Also reminding you, you got to participate in the WTMJ Fall 2024 Fan Survey. Only takes about 10 minutes to fill it out. You text the word survey to the WTMJ Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. We'll send the link right there to you so you can fill that thing out. Have you had a look at this survey? Are we even?
You can do it .com, too.
Yeah, you can do it .com. What's on the survey? Do they ask specific things about this program?
Do you like Vince Vitrano?
Yeah, that's a yes.
A, B, or...
what, like a kid note? Do you like me?
Yeah,
yes,
do you like Vince?
Do you like anyone right now? Do you like anyone on WTMJ?
Yes.
in that way.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the survey.
And then they will send you a little folded piece of paper that you can do the A, B, and then, No.
Now I'm going to get in trouble for making fun of the survey. I didn't even mean to.
Whatever you do, don't forget .com.
As a thank you, if you do the survey, we'll enter you to win a package that includes a couple of Bucks tickets for this coming season and an overnight stay at the Feaster, so we'll make it worth your while. 8:57 WTMJ Political Power Hour, up next with Steve Scafidi.